Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's not ruling out redrawing Illinois' congressional maps in response to Texas Republicans. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
Texas House Democrats have been in Illinois protesting the mid-cycle remap of their congressional districts that President Trump requested. They want to eliminate five Democratic districts so Republicans can maintain their slim House majority. Pritzker reiterated that Texas Republicans are cheating, but he wouldn't rule out trying the same thing.
All of us have to take a hard look at what the effect of that cheating is on democracy. And that means we've all got to stand up and do the right thing. So as far as I'm concerned, everything is on the table.
If Pritzker greenlights a new redistricting push, it could be difficult to squeeze out more seats for Democrats. They already hold a 14-3 majority over Republicans. I'm Alex Degman.
Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker signed a series of bills into law this month, one of which provides enforcement mechanisms for human trafficking training. The legislation allows local municipalities to fine businesses up to $1,500 for failing to train staff on how to identify human trafficking. Illinois' 36th District State Senator Mike Halpin introduced the bill earlier this year. Businesses that are considered trafficking hotspots are hotels, restaurants, and truck stops. Illinois Representative Greg Johnson, a Democrat from East Moline, sponsored the bill in the Illinois House. The law will take effect in January. The last of four convicted ComEd co-conspirators is heading to federal prison for an illegal scheme to influence one-time Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Jay Doherty was the consummate political insider and, as prosecutors put it, a vital conduit for the Madigan bribery scheme. Doherty lobbied for ComEd and used hundreds of thousands of utility dollars to secretly employ Madigan's best political workers as sham ghost subcontractors. The scheme aimed to help ComEd pass legislation and, in Doherty's own words on a government wire, to, quote, keep Mike Madigan happy. Judge Manish Shah sentenced Doherty to 1 year in prison, slightly less than the 15 months prosecutors wanted. Doherty said his actions were wrong, but Shah described Doherty and his company as the, quote, metaphoric cash in an envelope that amounted to bribes. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Davenport Alderman at-large Kyle Gripp is running for another term on the city council this year. The lifelong Quad City resident announced his campaign on Tuesday. Gripp is a graduate of Davenport Central High School, St. Ambrose University, and also holds a master's degree in public administration from Drake University. His campaign is focused on infrastructure, safer neighborhoods, and a strong local economy. Gripp has been in office since 2016. Davenport's municipal election is in October. Many immigrants who have been allowed to work and live in the U.S. under what's called the Humanitarian Parole Program are now at risk of deportation. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports it's impacting workers at meatpacking plants across the state.
Hundreds of workers at a JBS plant in Ottumwa were given 90 days to find new work authorization after the Trump administration revoked their legal statuses. It's not an isolated case. Elena Casillas-Hoffman with the Iowa Migrant Movement for Justice says workers at other plants across the state are facing the same pressures.
With the limited options that they have, what you're going to see is as many individuals are going to be pushed to an undocumented status potentially. So JBS and Ottumwa is one example of many. As more and more statuses are pulled and individuals are trying to find what are their next steps.
Casillas-Hoffman says her organization has also heard of status terminations impacting workers in Marshalltown, Storm Lake, and Sioux City. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
And this is WVIK News.